back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm proud to say the lines are up again. We have repaired the lines. 844-967-2789. And we are going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Commissioner appeared, as we all know, before the January 6th committee. And I think it was a big joke for two reasons. First of all, they got the wrong Kushner there. What were they going to extract from him? I mean, I know he was a part of the staff, but he was not even in the country on January 6th, while his wife was right in the same room with her father, the president. I think they had the wrong Kushner there, personally. And, you know, if they ever do get her there, we all know what she's going to do, plead the fifth about a billion times. But I don't know how they could have wasted 6 hours with him, being the fact that he was not even in the United States the day it happened. So I know he had a lot to do with a lot of other things, but not so much the actual day, knowing what was going on.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you might say, okay, so they wasted a little time with what? With Kushner or whatever. But, you know, the truth of the matter is that if they're going to be exhaustive, doesn't mean that they can't then get Ivanka. They can't get the rest of them. And I would rather see them overextend than underextend. They don't spend a lot of time in it. But Kushner himself has been up to shenanigans. It's not bad to talk to. I hear what you're saying, Dick. And frankly, that commission is going to be put out of commission the minute Kevin McCarthy ever gets in, which would be very sad. But, you know, your point is well taken. I appreciate it. The lines are up. Everybody's calling, which is great. We had a text. Could you please boil down the text for me, Sam, and tell me who texted?
Yes. So Lynn from Oconomowoc asked a very good question. She said, December 10th, 2015, Moscow held a 10th anniversary gala for Russia. Today, according to NBC News, Michael Flynn paid $45,000 to identify attendees. Czech Republic and Willy Wimmer, Germany, were seated with Putin officials, with Putin at his table. Why was Jill Stein, Green Party, at Putin's table?
This is all very good stuff. And let me tell you what I think happened back then. Putin was given a pass. He was given a pass by a lot of people in the West because they thought, okay, well, you know, he's an autocrat, but basically he's not a nut, and they were sadly mistaken. So what you had, for instance, Germany. Remember something, East Germany, which we now, which used to be called Prussia, basically. East Germany was under the control of Moscow from 1945 to the early 1990s. The Stasi ran them. They were a terror police, a secret police. They were Germans. They were Germans. And, you know, Angela Merkel grew up as a girl and then a young woman under that thing. They kidnapped and tortured their own kind. It was disgusting. So they have always been a little soft on Russia. They still are. Jill Stein is irrelevant. Jill Stein, head of the Green Party in this country, she's the one. Remember, the Green Party, with when Hillary Clinton ran against Trump, the Greens took off enough votes to have certainly swung a couple of states. I look on her as irrelevant, but for the Green Party to hang around with Putin, I would simply say this. In by way of explanation, a lot of those people back then did not realize how bad Putin was. They knew he had done some bad things, but even we, even Obama, when he debated Mitt Romney in 2012, made fun of Romney for worrying about Russia. And that was a stupid thing of Obama to do because Romney was right on the money. And then remember, Hillary Clinton wanted a reset with them and they had a reset button. You cannot reset with Hitler. The only thing I can say with these characters is they were hoping to keep friendly relations with Russia, not realizing that Putin was Hitler. Now they realize it's Hitler. I don't think any of these people would do that again. So Lynn, thanks a lot for calling in. And we're going to the Lions. They've loaded up. We're going to start with CJ of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Matt. You know, we're living in a Democrat world right now. And, you know, this president, as we watch, you know, I'd like to know, you're starting to believe this Hunter thing. Who's the big guy in the Hunter story? because that was buried by Zuckerberg and mainstream media for months before the election. And everybody that buys gas and groceries, we're now going to watch our president screw up our national oil reserves because he won't let us pump. On day one, he signed an executive order to attack our energy services. So this guy's nothing but a catastrophe. He wants to blame our $2 price increase on gallon of gas on Putin. Well, $1.50 of it came before Putin ever invaded Ukraine. And we're not safe with a Democrat president. North Korea's got nuclear weapons because of Bill
Clinton. Paul, you're going far afield, but you've raised some points that need responding. And so I'm going to respond to them right now, and I appreciate you calling in. And here's the deal. With Hunter Biden, if he's under investigation, if he's done anything criminal, he should absolutely be held accountable. However, I'd offer a few things. There's nothing that's been said by anybody, even the most ardent Republicans, that says that Joe Biden did anything wrong himself. It's obvious that Hunter Biden was trying to trade on his relationship with his father. That was true of Billy Carter and Carter, Roger Clinton and Bill Clinton. That was true of Neil Bush and his brother George W. Bush. And it's wrong. And those people should be punished, but not the president. That's never happened before. And secondly, you shared in the past that you don't like NATO. You shared in the past that I'll simply ask you this. Does it, if you talk about criminal children, have you taken a look at Don Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, who got trademarks from China that weren't available to Westerners? Does that bother you? When you talk about weakening the country, does it bother you that Trump praised Putin as recently as 2 months ago, saying he was a genius and that he got all that land for $2 in sanctions, and then last week said he wants Putin to get dirt on Biden when Putin's committing genocide? Does any of that bother you? I mean, just as a human being, does that bother you? It bothers the hell out of me. It bothers the hell out of me. And so I just say, CJ, legitimate, somebody like Hunter Biden, if he did something wrong, held accountable. Legitimate, if Joe Biden did, fine. Nobody's even alleging it because it didn't happen. But you cannot have a criminal family back in the White House. I think it's as simple as that. Thanks for calling. Okay, next we're going to go to Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. Robert, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. I just wanted to echo your comment in terms of we need to show some force in Ukraine. We need, you know, equipment, fighter jets, drones, something. I'm really perturbed, you know, watching these NATO countries. They're more worried about their business contracts. Like even in Germany, they're talking about, oh, we might go into a recession. It's kind of like, excuse me, recession is part of the normal business cycle. And the fact that your economy is going to go into a recession if we go to war with Russia shouldn't be the main concern when we have millions of refugees and people being murdered. It just seems the priorities are all screwed up in these countries and the people running them. And then even in the U.S. with the military leaders, with Blinken, it's almost like these guys have no sense of history. Have they ever read a goddamn book and understand how dangerous everything is in the moment we're in? And then on the domestic front, you have Merrick Garland. The guy is sitting on his hands. He needs to be fired. You know, frankly, some of these Republican congressmen and senators, if they were involved with January 6th, they committed treason. They're traitors to this country. They shouldn't even be able to be on the damn ballot. I just don't see any action on any front. And even in the broadcasting arena, you have people like Tucker Carlson. They're taking the side of Russia. This guy shouldn't even be on the air.
Right.
Yeah, it's
yeah, no, that's all excellent stuff, Robert. Thank you for calling in. And really echoes what I've been saying is that Joe Biden, yes, I am concerned about Trump, the criminality of Trump, and he will attack Joe Biden. But I'll tell you what, we have got to stop Putin in Ukraine. You can't have him torture and starve a European country just for trying to get into NATO and say, well, you better not torture anybody in NATO. Yeah, you can torture them if they're not in NATO yet. You can torture them if they tried to get in NATO and the EU. That doesn't work. The Democrats won't win for a generation. The problem is there isn't a Republican Party with integrity to take over. The Republican Party is pro-Putin. You cannot have that. You cannot have that. Okay, next we are going to Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Happy Friday. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, Darian Hendricks, president of ABC Supply, and Tommy, who I always used to like, going down to Malargo. That's very troubling, and God help us if any Republican gets elected in right. this state, because that would be, it just wouldn't be good for the state of Wisconsin. Second of all, I worry about Joe Biden's cabinet. They need to be a little more forceful. The last caller pretty much summed that up. And second of all, the reason oil is higher, the price of gas, number one, the virus caused people not to drive, not to go anywhere. And now people are going more places, flying and everything else. And the other thing is shale. I don't know if you know this. You're pretty knowledgeable. But shale oil, my understanding is in North Dakota, and they need about $100 a barrel gas or oil, excuse me, to make that profitable. And otherwise, you're not going to open this stuff up. And that's not really Biden's fault, other than maybe he could go talk to the people. But
right.
you can correct me if that's wrong. This oil price has nothing to do with Biden.
Oh, no, that's good comments, Paul. Thank you for calling in, Paul. Those are excellent comments, and I appreciate them. Stay on the line. Keep going. Ralph from Milwaukee. We'll get to everybody. Ralph from Milwaukee, my friend.
Oh, am I on?
Yes.
Oh, great. I just wanted to, hey, it's great to have you back in the air again, Matt. This is my first time I called in. I wanted to ask you a question that's a little bit off topic. Have you ever heard of a fellow named Alex Jones? And who in the world is this guy? Is he on a television show or what? I see he's being sued. But, you know, I'll take my answer off the air. I hear you laughing, so there must be some.
No, that's.
I hear you. You sound like a crackpot to me, but I'm not sure just who that guy is, you know. So I'll take my answer off the air then.
Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are live. If you're on the line, do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break, and I will respond to Ralph of Milwaukee about Alex Jones. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I know you in grace.